One morning last February, 8-year-old Alyssa Lubaker came down to breakfast complaining of an upset stomach. But the third grader was too worried to stay home. It was test day, the first day of the Illinois Standards Achievement Tests, ISAT. Alyssa was afraid that if she didn't take the test, she'd be held back a grade. Aubrey Woodcock, an A student in the seventh grade, wants to be accepted into her school's gifted and talented program. But to qualify, she must rank high on the annual series of national Iowa tests of basic skills. Each year, she gets so nervous that she doesn't do her best and falls just short, her mother says. She even tells me she'll never go to college if she has to take an admission test. Worry over test taking is not a new phenomenon, but it has affected children at younger ages. Standardized testing has increased enormously in the last 30 years. 48 states require statewide testing at one grade level or another. In 18 states, high school students take tests to qualify for graduation. An estimated 95% of America's school kids face some type of standardized exam every year. Almost 3 million high schoolers will take the SAT this year, 1.5 million the ACT. Some take both of these college entrance exams. In the 1970s, research at the University of Illinois found that many students were so stressed by test anxiety that they performed well below their true abilities. Recent research suggests things are no better today. Teachers said that during standardized tests, many students threw up, developed headaches, made several trips to the toilet, or burst into tears.